The Affordable Care Act is designed to provide medical insurance for the uninsured, but getting through the system so you can enroll in the best plan for you and your family can be difficult. I'm speaking with the Certified Healthcare Navigator about free community forums designed to make enrollment easier and explain changes to local providers. Nancy Ridge is a Certified Healthcare Navigator, specially trained to assist with enrollment decisions for medical insurance. There's so much information out there about how to enroll and when you need to complete your paperwork for the Affordable Care Act. But in many cases, even the healthcare providers and doctors are unsure about what to do.
You are correct. The physicians, the practice managers in some of the physicians' offices are probably a bit confused. But we have an opportunity to educate the community about the Affordable Care Act and how that works. November the 12th, we are doing a community forum at Gawley Auditorium in the health department from 10 to 12. And we'd love for everyone to come out and just get the updates on the Affordable Care Act and also updates on TennCare. There's a lot changing there as well.
And now the Affordable Care Act covers everyone who doesn't have insurance already with their employer?
That's correct. And if someone has insurance with their employer, we want them to stay with their employer. But the Affordable Care Act, the intent of the law that was enacted in March of 2010, was so everyone would have access to quality health care insurance. And so the Affordable Care Act enables people who make between 100% and 400% of the federal poverty level to get some financial assistance with their monthly premiums and their out-of-pocket expenses.
These health care costs are forever rising.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen them go down.
That's correct. And one of the things that this law did, this new legislation, federal mandate, it puts a cap on the amount of out-of-pocket expenses for consumers when you enroll through the marketplace plans. An individual, the out-of-pocket expense will never exceed $6,350. If you're a family, it will not exceed $12,700. We've all heard of those horror stories where someone had health care insurance, but when they went for major surgery or had major medical expenses, they were having to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars. And actually, that's one of the leading causes of bankruptcy is medical cost. But the Affordable Care Act addresses that and puts some limits on what insurance companies can charge the individual.
I've had a lot of people say Obamacare, as they call it, which is the Affordable Care Act, is absolutely free. And there is no free health care.
No free lunches. Although, through the Affordable Care Act, if the closer you are to the federal poverty level and the number in your household, you can get some very reasonable monthly premiums. We've enrolled people that got maybe the premium for about $50. So there is some reductions with a premium tax credit that helps people make those monthly payments. And with the cost-sharing reductions, it addresses the coinsurance, the out-of-pocket expenses and deductibles. Sometimes the deductibles are zero, just depending on where you fall along the federal poverty level. But there's no actual free lunches. And I'd like to speak to something you said. Obamacare, there is no such thing. That's a name that's been coined and everybody has jumped on it. But if you go to the hospital and you're getting ready to have a surgery and you say, I have Obamacare insurance, they're going to say, sorry, we don't serve that. The Affordable Care Act health insurance plans are private plans. They're not government-sponsored plans. They're private plans. We have four providers here in Hamilton County. We have Blue Cross Blue Shield, Cigna, a new provider in town called Community Health Alliance, and Time Insurance. And those are all private plans that offer the same plans outside the marketplace.
So basically, the Affordable Care Act provides a sliding scale for people who do not get insurance through their employer.
That is correct.
And it makes it more affordable than what was available before that law passed.
Yes, ma'am, exactly. Before the law passed, monthly premiums were continuing to rise every year when you would go back and re-enroll. And so this makes it much more affordable. The intent of the law was that everyone would have access to affordable health insurance and quality plans. The plans in the marketplace have to meet 10 essential benefits in order to qualify for what is considered a quality health care plan.
There are still going to be some people that fall through the cracks.
Unfortunately, yes. If you make below 100% of the federal poverty level, and because Tennessee did not expand Medicaid, there are maybe 200,000 people in the state of Tennessee who will not have any health care coverage. See, TennCare, which is our Medicaid, there are certain categories that people fit into in order to qualify for TennCare, and that's very specific categories. And if you don't fall into those, then you will not be able to be enrolled in 10Care or the Marketplace. But here's some good news. There's always good news. We have a lot of charity indigent care here in Hamilton County where people that don't have insurance and do not qualify for 10Care can go to get some quality services.
There are a lot of physicians that volunteer their time
this
in
is correct.
Some of that.
Yes, in the Volunteers in Medicine and Project Access.
If you are considering purchasing health insurance from the Marketplace, enrollment will begin soon.
The dates for open enrollment, they begin November 15th of this year and go through February 15th of 2015. Now, the calendar says 13 weeks, but let's be real here. We got three holidays during those 13 weeks, so it's basically about 10 weeks. And if you want your coverage to begin January 1st of 2015, then you need to get enrolled by December 15th.
How do they go about getting enrolled if they don't attend one of your workshops?
They can call my office. We are available to provide face-to-face assistance. We're doing some community open enrollment events. We have an open enrollment event coming up November 15th at New Covenant Fellowship from 10 to 2. But I have four navigators, and we are available through the weekdays to assist consumers. They just need to call and make an appointment with us. And there is some other certified application counselors in Chattanooga as well. And they can call me and we can put them in touch with those assisters. And let me encourage people to work with certified application counselors or navigators. A lot of misinformation out there. And we want people to make informed decisions and to be smart shoppers. And we can help them with that.
You're a certified healthcare navigator. Who does the certification and who
Very
do you
question.
Actually work with?
I am federally certified. I am certified by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They provide the oversight to the Marketplace. So I'm certified with the federal government. We have to go through intensive training. Navigators go through a lot more training. The certified application counselors go through training as well, and they are certified by the federal government as well. So you have people out there who are very well-intentioned, who are trying to assist, but they don't often have the most updated information. I have the privilege of chairing a coalition. It's called Cover Tennessee of Chattanooga Coalition, and I have 30 different agencies that we come together biweekly. Because we want to get the most accurate, updated information to those people who are out there assisting others.
So once someone signs up, it does take a period of time before that paperwork is processed.
That's correct. Here's the process. You come to us for assistance. We create an account. We help you with your application. And then we help you look over 105 plans that are now being offered through the Marketplace to select the right one for you and your family. Once you are enrolled, we give you a number to call. Then it's the consumer's responsibility to make that first premium payment. Your coverage does not start until that first payment is received by the insurance provider you selected. So we give you all that information, and we can help you select a plan. We can't select the plan for you, but we help you be very smart in selecting a plan that meets your family's needs.
Is there a cost to the individual?
Absolutely not. My services are free, and so are my navigators and the certified application counselors. We do not charge anything for our services. We're just happy to help. We just want people to get covered. I believe that if consumers can get healthy, they'll stay healthy. And the more healthy individuals you have, the healthier families you have, and then the healthier communities you have, and then you have a healthier workplace. You can do that by staying connected to quality medical services. And that happens because people now have the opportunity to have health care insurance, and they can quit going to the emergency rooms and develop that relationship with a primary care physician who gets to know them and their families.
Is there a phone number so someone can contact?
Absolutely. Call me at 423-622-2872. That is my office number. We will be able to assist you. We can answer questions, or we can set up an appointment to bring you into the office. One of the things that we want to encourage consumers, last year in Hamilton County, we enrolled 8,558 people in the Marketplace plans. They're going to get a letter from the Marketplace telling them they can automatically re-enroll in that same plan. We encourage consumers to not automatically re-enroll. We encourage them to shop again and update their information in the system. We have four providers as opposed to two providers, and we have a lot more competitive prices this year. Additionally, because there's a new provider, the premium tax credits and the cost-sharing reductions are going to change. So what happens is you could be automatically re-enrolled in the same plan with the same subsidies, but those subsidies are going to change, and you might owe money at the end of the year. and have to pay that back. And we don't want that to happen to the consumers. So we want to assist even those 8,000 plus people that enrolled last year. And then secondly, there is a new document that will be required when you file your taxes. It's called the 1095A tax documentation. You will get that from the marketplace by January 31st of 2015. That has to be attached to your income tax. Don't file for your taxes January 2nd because you're not going to have that tax documentation that's being required. And that is to demonstrate that you have the quality health care plans that are mandated. If you don't have a health care plan, you will have to pay a penalty. And so that will keep you from having to pay that penalty.
The community forum on November 12th will provide information about the changes with local enrollment and health care providers. This forum is 10 a.m. to noon at Gauley Auditorium at the Health Department. Open enrollment begins November 15th. There's a community open enrollment event from 10 to 2 at New Covenant Fellowship Church, located at 1326 Northmore Road. To learn more, call 423-622-2872. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.